Welcome to the White Void! Hi, how are you? We are on what day of No Sugar, No Alcohol, No Social Media? I don't know. The title will say it, though, so you probably already know. You know more than I do right now. Wow. Well, you know more than past Craig knows. I will find out before you do, because I will find out before this video goes live. Anyway, welcome to Wheezy Mondays on a Monday. If I am able to upload this after I do it, I'm shooting it on Monday at least. Today, I'm going to talk to you about what I've been talking about. It's another update. No sugar, no alcohol, no social media. We cheated yesterday. Yesterday was October 11th, China and my fifth anniversary of being married. But October 10th was our 10th anniversary of when we first met. 10-10-10. We met on 10-10-10, so it was easy to remember. So we cheated yesterday. We had some champagne and had a little whiskey. China had a little, some sugary things as well. Do I feel bad about it? No. It didn't even affect how I feel today. Or how I slept. I slept pretty good. Like, I've been sleeping pretty good lately. I still wake up in the middle of the night all the time. That's just something that naturally happens to me. I probably will do a sleep study. I was thinking of doing an at-home sleep study, but someone in the comments of a video several days ago said how those can be less accurate. And I might wait until I'm comfortable going to places other than my own house and do a sleep study. But it could be because of some sort of, maybe I need a CPAP, maybe some sort of breathing thing. But it's very consistent in that, like, I wake up in the middle of the night. I get, like, sometimes I sleep through and wake up later, but often I get like 4 or 5 hours of sleep, and then I wake up, and then I'm up for a couple hours, maybe 3 hours. Sometimes I get work done in that time, and then I go back to sleep for a couple more hours, 2 or 3 hours. Often I'll want a little bit more sleep at the end, but we have a child who wakes up, and we have a routine where China will get her up and get her food and do all the morning things, and then she will take a break while I watch her. China goes and gets ready for the day, and I have to get up at that time, because otherwise she doesn't get to that break, you know. So sometimes I feel like I don't get enough sleep. Usually I'm fine, though. Usually I feel like I'm getting enough sleep, but I'm in bed for a long time. I've been going to bed earlier because of this, because of the no alcohol, no sugar. Generally, it used to be the case where China would go to bed before me. We'd go watch something. Usually, these days, Taskmaster, although we've just caught up and watched all of it. All the British one, anyway. We found ways to watch all of Taskmaster. So we're caught up. And now that we'll see what we're going to watch now. But we've been pretty consistently watching that because it's awesome. Taskmaster, British. They call them panel shows where they have like a panel of comedians. This is a little different in that it's a panel of comedians who had to do weird tasks. And then they show footage of them doing the tasks. And then they judge them. The tasks are anywhere from like pretty complicated I don't know. Like, they'll get an egg, or I can't remember specifically. There's one, you walk into a room, there's an egg, and it's like, eat this egg in the fastest time. But it's a raw egg. So either you're gonna eat it raw, or you can cook it. You can go figure out a way to just eat it fast. There's other ones like, what's a good one? What's a good example? They're not coming to mind right now. I'm not gonna do them justice. There's one where they got in this like motorized cart blindfolded and had to go do certain things like high-five a mannequin and various, like an obstacle course, but blindfolded. Hilarious. It's hilarious because it's all comedians, mostly comedians. Anyway, we're addicted to that show. Everyone should enjoy it and watch it and love it. But usually these days, the routine is China and I will watch one. It used to be the case where we'd watch something and then China would go to bed. She'd always go to bed earlier than me. Always. And then I would watch movies. I don't know. Some random TV show that I want to watch that she doesn't. But I'd stay up. I'd have this desire to stay up to keep watching things. And now I'm just going to bed when she goes to bed. Automatically. I don't even really want to watch things. And that started, I think, once I quit the sugar and alcohol. And it leads me to believe that, like, was it really that I wanted to watch things? Or was it that I wanted to have something more to eat or something more to drink? And that sugar and that alcohol gave me energy. Just desire for more things. I did feel that last night when we cheated and we had alcohol. I felt the desire for more. We had a pretty big meal, too. So I didn't need any more food, but I felt like I wanted more food as soon as I had some alcohol. Or some more alcohol. It just gives you this desire for more stuff and maybe more entertainment. I felt a stronger pull towards watching something and staying up later, but I didn't. And I think it's probably because of the alcohol, which is strange. It just gives you this general sense of I want more. More whatever. At least that's the effect it has on me. But now, I'm going to bed earlier, so I feel like overall I'm getting more sleep, but I'm just in bed for a long time. Because I'll go to bed 9 or 10, sometimes 11. Don't always fall asleep right away. Sometimes it takes a little while. But then I'll wake up, usually 4 or 5 hours after I fell asleep. And I don't know why that happens. I don't feel short of breath, but I guess you wouldn't know if you have some sort of apnea problem. But if I do have some sort of breathing problem when I sleep, it's very consistent and it only happens 4 or 5 hours later. Or maybe it has been happening that whole time and then I have to give up 4 or 5 hours later and get some oxygen. I don't know. But then whenever I bring this up, inevitably, commenters will say, well, naturally humans had biphasic sleep back in the oldie times, and we've only now, in the modern day, have lumped it all together in like the big 8-hour, 10-hour thing. And maybe that's true. There's evidence that that's true. But that doesn't... And so maybe I should just embrace it, get up in the middle of the night, and then go back. But that's the problem, because if I wake up in the middle of the night and I go do some work or just like start my day and then just go to bed later again, go to bed after a few hours, often I'll do work and I'll get into work and I won't go back to sleep. And then come morning time, I'm very low on sleep and I'm very tired, but I have to be up to watch the kid. And then also, you know, shoot video or have a call or something at a time when other people are up and awake in the world when I'm tired. Inconvenient, I could probably do it, but yeah, I guess that's what my body wants, maybe. It wants to wake up in the middle of the night. Or there's a sleep apnea issue. I don't think it's coffee. I don't think it's alcohol. I don't think it's sugar. I don't think it's thinking. I think a lot of people say, well, you're overthinking, and that's why you can't sleep. That's not true. I'm falling asleep pretty easily these days. I'm not even thinking about it. And I just wake up in the middle of the night. I'm not overthinking while I'm asleep, as far as I know. So I don't know what the problem is. Maybe I just live with it. And I am living with it. And these days it's not as bad as it was, because I'm going to bed earlier. I just got to figure out a way to, when I wake up in the middle of the night, get some work done without getting too into it and then staying up. Or, I don't know, exercise, meditate. Exercise wakes me up though. So I don't know what to do. But I will say I'm going to bed earlier and getting more sleep because of the no alcohol, no sugar. I don't think, and my sleep is probably better. I feel like I'm dreaming more, probably getting more REM sleep because alcohol reduces your REM sleep. Feels like that's probably true. I don't feel as tired in the middle of the day like I used to, which is awesome. In general, it's good, but it hasn't caused me to have a full night's sleep all the way through. But it is causing me to go to bed earlier. I do miss sometimes like staying up late watching things. I don't watch as many things now because I'm going to sleep more. Sacrifices you got to make to feel good, I guess. And so far, I don't really miss it. I had alcohol. I keep saying that. I say that over and over again, but it's true. I did have alcohol last night, and it was delicious. Delicious whiskey, delicious champagne, delicious celebration. But I didn't feel like I got worse sleep. I don't feel worse today. And I don't feel like I want any now. It's not like I'm like giving up. It's easy for, like right now I don't want any more. And I'm still going to continue to refrain from it the vast majority of the time until at least the rest of the year. Maybe continue for the rest of forever. Right now I'm just going to say the rest of the year because it's easier mentally for me to say that than rather to say I'm never going to have this again. But the goal is to just create habits that are just forever. That's what everyone says to do. Like diets are a problem usually because they're temporary. You go on a diet and you lose weight, you get your results, and then you stop the diet. And then you go back to the way you were, and then you get back to where you were. The goal should be, which is a harder goal, is to just live the way you would live if you were healthier. Healthier. And that's where I want to be. That's what all of this is about. I do create these month-long goals, which makes it seem like I'm just going on a crash diet and then I'm giving up, which has happened, but it's from time to time. But it is, it's the way I do anything. Like I'll dabble first. Like, okay, I'm gonna go try this for a while, a set amount of time, and then I stop and I go back until it becomes a habit or it doesn't. And this time, this no sugar, no alcohol, doing them all at once and no social media is really, really feels like it's sticking this time. I'm not like counting the days down to when this is over, be like, okay, I can go back to Twitter again. Oh, I can go back to sugar. I can go back to alcohol. I want to keep doing this. I'm actually a little disappointed that it's going to end soon because then I'm worried that I could slip back in because I don't have this mental block telling me that, well, I have to wait till this time. So that's why I'm saying the end of the year now. I'm saying, okay, this month is going to be up, so then the video will be ready to be made. But my quitting of the thing isn't up yet. I'm going to wait until the end of the year, then reassess, see how I feel. Because right now, my life essentially feels no different. I was already not eating a lot of sugar. I was already drinking less than I had traditionally in the past because of all of those other times that I quit for a month. It's just like, it's like this slow, like, two steps forward, one step back sort of thing that's been happening. But now I feel like we're at a peak where this is really going to stick. I hope so anyway. It'd be so easy to, even now, like I'm feeling less pull towards sugar or alcohol now than the beginning of the month of this, which was mid-month last month, was the beginning of this experiment. So the 15th is when it ends. I'm not, like, occasionally at the beginning of the month, I was feeling like, I could have a drink right now. I could have a beer right now. This feels like a time of day when I would have a beer. It'd be refreshing. Or a little handful of M&Ms or something. And that's kind of gone now. I'm not really feeling that. Took a few weeks, but now I feel like that's gone. Twitter, I've basically forgotten it exists. and it's great. I'm reading news articles. It's very, I feel like my knowledge of the news is very, is narrower now. I feel like I'm probably not knowing about other smaller stories because I'm just looking at front pages of news publications and reading articles. I'm getting in-depth knowledge of the top stories. There are probably smaller stories I'm less aware of. And that I don't necessarily think is a good thing. But I feel like the way to get to that is to, I still want to try getting a physical paper. I still haven't done it. I want to just go out and buy a physical paper and then read that. Because I feel like I'll have a more incentive to read it because I purchased it. I have a physical thing with all these words that I want to read. I feel like if I go get the physical paper, that'll help me get to the stories that are buried. But right now, I'm getting in-depth knowledge about the main stories. And I'll check back multiple times a day on the news publications, and the story will be the same, and I'll be a little disappointed. I'll be like, oh, okay, I already know about that. All right, well, let's update. But then I think, like, why do I need so many updates? Why do I need a new story right now? Why don't I go read a book? Go practice learning the piano. Go do something else besides just a constant drip of news. I don't need it. I feel like it's important to be informed, but how much do you really need? How much does society really need? Oh, I'm getting a phone call. Anywho, stop the phone call. Oh, that's gonna keep going. Ah, it's on my computer. Just a second. I'm over here. I'm not cutting. This is still me talking to you for this video and podcast. Okay, I turned off the phone call. Been getting a lot of spam calls. A lot of spam calls and a lot of spam texts and a lot of emails involving politics for some strange reason. I don't know. I'm not on Twitter. I don't know what's going on in the world. What is there? An election coming up? Yes, there is. You should vote. But anyway, yeah, social media, out of all of them, I miss that the least. But I feel like that's the sneakiest one. That's the one that could sneak back in the easiest. When I'm sitting there feeling like, because I still have the craving for more information. I'm like, well, I'm sitting here. I have a moment where nothing's happening around me. I don't want to get into my own thoughts. I better grab my phone and see what's the latest thing to read. I could grab a book. Probably better if I grabbed a book. Probably enjoy it more. Probably be less stressed out. Be happier. Although I started reading the book Disappearing Earth, which is about a kidnapping in Russia in the Kamchatka region. I don't remember how it's pronounced. Are some of you from Russia? Very far east Russia. And the first chapter was so intense. I was reading it in bed and I was stressed out because I'm a father now. That probably had something to do with it. So some books aren't necessarily going to be relaxing. So I've been kind of avoiding reading because of that first chapter. But I think it's going to get less intense, hopefully. I don't know, maybe it won't. But I'll get through this book because it was really good. It's really well written. But it'd be nice. I started doing that after I made the video about book reading. I started carrying books around everywhere, and I was getting a lot of reading done. And I'm still getting some reading done, but it's slowed down because I have found myself checking the news more. There's a lot of news happening, even though I check it and nothing has updated. And I shouldn't just keep. Then I'll dig a little deeper and find other stories sometimes. But I should just carry a book around and read it. I think life will be better if I do that. There's so many things that obviously I think my life will be better for that I don't do. Again, like, what is better though? Like, how you can live your life however you want. There's no rule. Well, there are rules. there are laws. But for me personally, I notice that I'm calmer. I'm happier when I'm in the middle of a book, a good book, and I'm excited to read more of it. But yet I don't. do it as much as I should. In fact, right after this, I'm going to go grab a book, that book, and continue reading it. And just like sugar, alcohol, like I know that those things make me feel better in the long term, or worse in the long term, but yet, sometimes short term, they're actually very nice. And I'm not saying no one should do that. But yet so that's what this is all about, basically. What I've been doing the past couple of years is all about finding the things that obviously would make my life better for my own standards, and just kind of forcing myself to do them until I make them a habit or discover that it's not worth it to continue, and then stop, and then baby step improvements. And it's working. It's totally working. So that's where I'm at right now with no sugar, no alcohol, no social media. I'm going to continue rest of the year. What do I miss about Twitter? I miss seeing what my friends are up to. That's my main social media. And I miss reading responses from you and making, like, interacting, like more interactive tweets, like when I ask a question or do a poll or make some kind of joke and others add to the joke. I miss that, but there's so much else that is not good, that draws me in, that it doesn't make me feel good. I think the thing that keeps me coming back is the looking at people's replies, looking at what people are saying about me, which also I don't think is very healthy, to constantly be thinking about myself and how others, what others are saying about me. It's very intriguing. It's very tempting to go in and see that. That's the thing that I miss most, but also one of the things that's not very healthy. It is kind of healthy. It is healthy to have a discussion, to talk about certain topics and maybe figure out different points of view. But that's a very ideal Twitter that doesn't necessarily exist most of the time. Maybe I should. I think the ultimate goal should be to strive to Twitter better, not just quit Twitter, because it can be a useful tool. It should be a useful tool. There's a video idea I've had in the back of my mind for a while, like how to actually make Twitter awesome. I wrote that down as a title of a video idea. Sometimes videos grow out of just titles. As an aspiration to actually figure out how to make Twitter better. Like, I looked into making lists. You can do lists in there, lists of different accounts to follow. So I could just go to my news list, go to my creators list, inspiration list, and just look at those tweets as a way to filter out the other stuff. I looked into that, and I was kind of getting savvy with it, but then I kind of stopped. And I don't do that. I just go right to my entire feed and just fall back into the sludge of Twitter. But there's probably a way to make it good. And if I can figure that out and make a video about it and help everyone else make it good, I think we're onto something. And maybe I'll do that. Maybe that's right after I go back to social media. I'm able to go back to social media after this month is over, after the year is over. Well, with sugar and alcohol, that's going to be more strict. I will make exceptions with both, but I will on occasion, just like yesterday, dabble a little. But I'll be more strict with that. Social media, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because right now, I feel like I'm going to avoid it naturally because I don't miss it at all. And if I catch myself falling into it too much, cut it off again. But I probably won't be as strict with it. So maybe I can go back in and figure out a way to use it better. I'm sure there are people who have already done this. Although I've looked and there doesn't seem like a lot of... one way is to just make a new account. But I feel like that would eventually fall back into the problem. There's got to be a way. You guys got ways? I'm not saying quit it. I know a lot of you are going to be like, just quit. It's not worth it. That's fine. Totally valid. But what if there's a way to make it good, to make it useful, to make the world better? Wouldn't that be better? I'll try to figure that out. Maybe that's what I'll do when this month is over. That'll be one thing anyway. Also, we're in the middle of coloring. Coloring challenge with Johnny Harris and Iz Harris. We're on day, what is it, 13? 12? We're on day 12 of coloring. And I've only been doing this one picture so far. It's focusing on my face, not the picture, which is probably good for what the camera should be doing, but there you go. It's the, I've showed you before, Peterborough, Ontario. Some of you mentioned you have been there or you are from there. Just a random aerial shot of a town. And I've been doing it like 10, 20 minutes a day. Yes, 2 days ago I did it for quite a while, actually. Colored in a lot of the trees and the grass and the water. And I'm enjoying the crap out of it. I realize, though, aside from 2 days ago when I did it in the middle of the day for a while, aside from that day, the other days I've been doing it wrong. Like, we do it at the end of the day before China and I are going to watch something. Like, this, the end of the day is just, once Ada goes to bed, is like freedom time. I'm done working on stuff. We're done waiting on our child, making sure our child has everything all the time. Then I'll just be like, oh, that's right, I have to color. So then I'll sit down, color for 10 minutes. But I feel like I'm doing it because I have to. And then I got to get it done and then we can watch something. And then that makes it less fun. But a few days ago, I did it in the middle of the day for like half hour to an hour. And I did the big, I think this picture is a little too complicated. Maybe I should do a simpler one next time. But I did the big river and I did the grass. And it felt great. Because I'm not going to look at social media. I'm not going to have a drink. I'm not going to eat sugar. What am I going to do? I could watch something, which I always do anyway. This is just another activity that was just calming, and it felt like progress. And that day was great. If I'm just going to do it out of obligation at the end of the day, less fun. Anyway, we're in the middle of that right now. I'm in the middle of working on the what to do when everything feels pointless video, which I've talked to you about several times. I keep writing and rewriting it. I'm about to start shooting it. I'm going to shoot it outside. I'm going to go on a bike ride. I'm going to shoot it in different locations around my big bike loop that I sometimes do. And I think it's going to be pretty good. But right now I didn't write them all down. I have it narrowed down to 6 questions. I've mentioned it before. I've changed them since. It's the questions you should ask. So basically, I figured it out after thinking about this and reading about it and writing about it, what to do when everything feels pointless. I started talking about motivation, the different types of motivation, intrinsic motivation and extrinsic motivation. And basically, those are the two that I can think of. Extrinsic is results-based. You're doing something because, like, I'm exercising because I want to lose weight. I'm biking because I want to lose weight. I want to long-term health. I want to brag to people that I'm a biker or something. And I'm a good person. I'm not using a gas-guzzling car or something like that. External. Not that extrinsic goals are bad, but they are external and they're results-based, which means you could get into a trap where you're doing a thing and you don't like it. Intrinsic motivation, the opposite. You're doing it because you like the process. I enjoy biking because I like the wind on my face. I like seeing the pretty surroundings of my town. I literally just enjoy the feeling of the endorphins I get when I exercise. Or just biking for biking's sake. You just enjoy it. And so these questions are designed to get you to that intrinsic place. Because maybe if things are feeling pointless, if you're down, if everything just does, you just don't have any motivation. When you're young, the intrinsic motivation, when you're young, when you're like really young, it comes naturally for certain things. And you do things because it's fun. As you get older, as I get, it can be this way, you get older, you lose that intrinsic motivation. You start to do things because of the result, maybe because you understand the world better, and you start thinking in terms of, well, if I do this, I'll get this. And also the things that were fun once become less fun because you've been doing them forever, or because you're doing them for your job or something. Or you just literally, nothing feels fun anymore. So the goal I've come to is like ask these questions to get yourself to do the extrinsic things, to try to give you extrinsic motivation so that by doing them, you can teach yourself intrinsic motivation. You don't know, this is a phrase I'm going to say in the video a couple times, you don't know what you're capable of enjoying. And sometimes it takes work to get to that enjoyment. It's not obvious when you're sitting there just thinking about it and you're not doing anything. So I have some questions to ask yourself to give you that motivation. One of them is, I've told you these before, some of these before, but some of them changed. Who needs me? That's, I think, one of the best ones. Who needs me? You just ask yourself. Think about all the people in your life that might need help. Maybe you have certain skills that you could help them with, or you just call someone up and tell them that you appreciate them. That'll make them feel better. That'll make the world better. Or it could be larger than that. The world needs you. The world needs you to use your skills as a, maybe your eyeballs have lasers in them that zap away plastic. If so, you should be zapping away plastic. Why aren't you zapping away plastic, eyeball laser man or woman, person? What can I make right now? Whenever I make things, I often feel better. You might think it's not enjoyable to make a thing right now, but just do it and then sort of fake it till you make it. And then if you do it enough times, the act of doing it you might enjoy it. How can I improve? That's sort of, you know, practice. Think of all the things I've been doing to improve my life, the self-improvement, exercise, eating better, intermittent fasting, meditation, yoga, figuring out different ways to sleep better. Just all of that. I've discovered things that I love that I had no idea I love. Sweet potatoes. I started eating them because they're you know, technically they were going to be healthy eating. And I love them. I love sweet potatoes. I love apple and peanut butter. It's my favorite snack in the world. Favorite sweet snack over any chocolate or anything. I didn't know that I loved it until I started doing it. As an example, where have I never been? That's another question to ask because you don't know what you don't know about the rest of the world. If you're sitting here thinking the world's blah, you don't know. You've never been to many places. And even if you've been to many, there are more. And you could just pick a place at random that you want to go to. Maybe you don't have the money now, you don't have the time now or the resources, but you can use that as an inspiration to figure out a way to get the time and money and resources to go to that place. And while if you pick a place, you can read about it. You can read the history about it. You can learn new things about the world. You can generate curiosity within yourself because you chose a place at random. Extrinsic goal could create intrinsic motivation. And then there are two more that I didn't write down. No, I can't remember. When is the next solar eclipse? I talked about this before. It's similar to where have I never been? Just pick a random event. I say solar eclipse because it's large. People generally like it. It happens rarely. You can pick that. You can plan a whole event around that. You can use that as motivation to get the resources to go to the place where you can view the next solar eclipse or the best solar eclipse. It doesn't have to be solar eclipse. It could be any random thing, but that's just the one I picked. Then there's why, which I said FY, because why gets you in, that's where you might be getting into trouble in the first place. Why? What's the point? That's what you're asking when you ask why. What's the point? And that, the point, You could say that anything's pointless. You can easily say that. That can be a criticism you lob at anything. That's just being lazy, I think, if you say that something's pointless. If you ask why, what's the point, you're just complicating something that doesn't need to be complicated. What's the point of drawing a picture? There is no point. That is the point. Okay, anyway, those are the things. This is getting long. I'm going to end now. Thank you for your support. Playlist of other Wheezy Mondays. I do these kind of videos every single weekday on Patreon. Shorter one versions of this. And check out the latest video about why procrastination can be good on the main channel. It's been up for a little while. If you haven't checked it, check it. I like it a lot. I'm going to say that about almost all my videos, unless I didn't really try. But I did really try. So, that's about it. Thank you. Thank you, Wheezy Mondayers. Mondays? I don't know.